Special Forces troops have evacuated all American government workers, their families, and a small number of diplomatic staff from other countries from the fighting in Sudan in an operation that flew into the capital, Khartoum, by helicopter. It involved more than 100 troops and is said to have lasted 1 hour. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda has more.
These are fighters with the paramilitary group known as the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, one of the two warring factions in Sudan, the other being the Sudanese Army. The White House says no one was attacked during its operation and that they pulled out just under 100 people. But other countries' efforts appear to be facing problems, despite pledges by the RSF and Army that they would coordinate evacuations of foreigners. On Sunday, the two sides were accusing each other of attacking a convoy of French nationals. Both said one French person was wounded. And the Egyptian government said one of its workers was shot and wounded without giving details.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. Germany has started evacuating its citizens from Sudan, the Foreign and Defense Ministries said on Sunday. They said their goal is to fly out as many German nationals as possible from Khartoum. Germany had aborted an attempt to begin evacuations Wednesday, according to Der Spiegel magazine.
Rimane purtroppo grave la situazione in Sudan.
Pope Francis on Sunday also appealed for an end to violence in Sudan as battles continued between rival military factions that have triggered a humanitarian crisis in the African country. Russian former President Dmitry Medvedev said on Sunday that if the G7 moved to ban exports to Russia, Moscow would respond by terminating the Black Sea grain deal. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump defends his push to restrict abortion rights after a rebuke, while other Republican presidential hopefuls tout their commitment before a gathering of influential evangelicals. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Trump used a taped speech Saturday at the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition to highlight his actions as president to try to restrict abortion rights, like adding Supreme Court justices that would ultimately reverse Roe v. Wade. Trump's position that abortion restrictions should be left up to the states drew a sharp rebuke Thursday from the Susan B. Anthony pro-life group. His former Vice President Mike Pence used his speech to celebrate Trump's efforts and to take a bit of the credit for himself by calling the SCOTUS appointments the most important of all the accomplishments of the administration. Pence also says he'd support a 15-week national ban while his advocacy group has pushed for 6 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy said on Sunday the House would hold a vote in the coming week on his spending and debt bill, adding he was confident he had the votes to pass the bill. Azerbaijan said on Sunday it had established a checkpoint on the only land route to the contested region of Nagorno-Karabakh, a step that was followed by claims of border shootings by both Azeri and Armenian forces. Nagorno-Karabakh is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but its 120,000 inhabitants are predominantly ethnic Armenians, and it broke away from Baku in a war in the early 1990s. Azerbaijan said it had established a checkpoint on the road leading to Karabakh, a step it said was essential due to what it cast as Armenia's use of the road to transport weapons. Indian police have arrested a separatist leader who has revived calls for an independent Sikh homeland and the secession of India's northern Punjab state, which has a history of violent insurgency. Punjab state police said that Amritpal Singh was taken into custody Sunday.
Since he was inside a Gurdwara Sahab, so to maintain sanctity of Gurdwara Sahab is supreme for everyone. So to maintain sanctity, the police did not enter the Gurdwara Sahab, and since he knew that he had no way to escape now, he was surrounded by Punjab police from all sides. The village was surrounded by Punjab police. So he was arrested at around 6:45.
Singh captured national attention in February when hundreds of his supporters stormed a police station to demand the release of a jailed aide. For more on these and all of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA One. Right now. VOA One.